Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
In Exodus 18:23, we read, "If you do this and God so commands, you'll be able to stand astride." Let me ask you, why do we insist on doing everything ourselves? Three reasons. Number one, we're afraid others won't do the job as well as we do. But how else are they going to learn? Number two, we're afraid they will outshine us. The Bible says, in honor preferring one another. And number three, we think God expects us personally to do it all. Moses' father-in-law told him, "Now listen to me. I will give you counsel and God be with you. You be the people's representative before God, and you bring the disputes to God. Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Let it be that every major dispute they will bring to you, but every minor dispute they themselves will judge. If you do this thing, and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people also will go to their place in peace. So evaluate what only you can do, and delegate what others can do. If the job's too big for you, take it as a sign that God is telling you, don't try it alone. That doesn't mean dump the work on just anybody. If you pair the wrong person with a job that makes no sense to them, disaster will ensue. You must, number one, find the right person, number two, give them the right job, and number three, trust them to do the right thing. Do those three things and you will enjoy the fruit of your efforts. There's some great principles for successful leadership from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.